The author, that's me, reads excerpts from the chapters of his new illustrated children's book, The Farm of Horrors, a Moggy and Buster adventure. The book is available in paperback and as an ebook from Amazon Worldwide, and is soon to be available as an audiobook. Please visit my website, GaryEBrown.net, for details. Moggy spun mid-jump and scrambled back onto the wall. Behind him, Buster was clinging to the balcony rail. People were flooding out of the party to look at him. "Where's it come from?" shouted one. "Push it off," screamed another. "Grab it, grab it," a man waving a bottle said, and made a lunge. Buster's green eyes were the size of saucers. His back was arched, and his fur stuck straight out like he'd been attacked by the vacuum cleaner monster. He wobbled on the narrow rail, almost fell one way, but managed to fall the other, and landed amongst a jumble of feet, some of which tried to kick him as he bolted between the legs of the shrieking revellers and through the living room doors. The air was filled with strange smells, an unbearable noise, and it made Buster's head spin. "There he goes! I love cats!" screamed a woman. "I hate them!" screamed another. "Get it!" shouted a man who threw a beer can, catching Buster on his side and almost knocking him over. In the pandemonium, Buster made a slingshot around the table and back out through the balcony doors. He shot up the dividing wall, flew past Moggy, and with a mighty kick, launched himself into the branches of the tree. Moggy gawped in amazement, and then jumped and landed next to his friend, who was trembling so much he made the tree shake. "What on this cat's earth are you doing?" said Moggy. Buster looked out from beneath the paw that was covering his eyes. I'm scared," he said. "I didn't know you could fly," chuckled Moggy. "I did? I can?" quizzed Buster. Moggy shook his head. "Well, how do you think you got into this tree? Never seen anything like it. More like a bat than a cat." Buster looked across at the building and then down at the ground and trembled even more. "Come on," said Moggy. "We can't stay here. We have to get to the ground. Follow me and stay close."
"I can't. Oh, why didn't I stay home with our humans?"
"Well, why didn't you?" said Moggy.
Because, well, I couldn't bear to see you go on your own. And I wanted to be brave for Jesse, but I don't know how. And now I'll never see our humans again, and crows will come and peck out my eyes."
Moggy shook his head in despair.
"Crows? What nonsense." "Buster, come back! They're feral!" roared Moggy.
But it was too late, and all he could do was watch as, squeaking, running and tumbling, his friend barreled down the hill towards the barn. Moggy dropped flat. At the sight of the giant ball of squeaking white fur bouncing down the hill, the mother cats hurried their kittens into the barn, while a group of toughs formed a protective ring around their leader, backs arched, claws drawn. Buster was oblivious to all this and was overjoyed at the thought of the cats sharing their food. He reached the bottom of the hill when something cannoned into him, knocking him sideways and onto his back, from where he looked up into two sets of chilling eyes. When he tried to stand, a heavy paw with needle-sharp claws pinned him to the ground. From somewhere behind came a long hiss, followed by a spitting "Tarrrr!" Buster raised his head to see who was spitting, but the guard increased the pressure on his chest, and this time, razor-sharp claws pierced his skin. Buster had calmed down when a shrill voice made them both leap into the air. "Are you going to dither about all day, or are you going to move?" Moggy hissed and spat, and Buster squeaked, and from under the hedge appeared a very strange creature indeed. It was brown and had a long snout with a black cherry on the end, and two dark beady eyes, and it shuffled and snuffled forward on four stubby legs. And it looked, thought Moggy, rather unkindly, like the brush that Floss used to scrub out their litter box. "Are you staring at me? What are you staring at?" said the creature. "Have you never seen a hedgehog before?" It snuffled and dug its long snout into the ground, and came up with a bug, which it chomped and swallowed. "Little snack, keep me going. Now, are you going to stand and gawp, or are you going across?" Buster, overcome by curiosity, gave him a little dab with his paw, and immediately let out a howl of pain. "Sharp, aren't they?" scoffed the hedgehog. "And really,
You should ask before you touch me. I could have told you it would hurt. Now, are you going or are you staying?
Another truck roared by, shaking the ground, rattling the hedge and filling the air with a blizzard of leaves. Ignoring the danger, the hedgehog shuffled to the edge of the road. He blinked, screwed up his eyes and, speaking to no one in particular, said, "Oh dear, I believe that's Uncle Tom over there. And double oh dear, I think that's Auntie Mary, I see, although she's very flat." Moggy followed his gaze, first left and then right, and saw two tiny spiny pancakes smeared on the road.
"Right," said the hedgehog, "nothing to be done. Faint heart never won a fair prickle."
And without another thought, he stepped into the road and began shuffling across, stopping every few inches to blink, sniffle and snuffle and search for bugs. He made it to the middle of the road when the ground began to tremble and the next giant truck hurtled around the corner.
"Run!"
roared Moggy.
"Come back!" squeaked Buster.
And instead of doing either, the hedgehog curled up into a tight ball in the middle of the road.
"Run! Run! Flee for your lives! The tally-ho's, they're after me! Run! Run! They're almost here!" screamed the fox.
The fox raced around the garden, looking for a way out, but was trapped by the fence. It yapped and yipped and snapped at itself in fear. Then Moggy heard the trumpet, and below it, coming closer, the terrible howl of the hunting dogs. I hope you enjoyed those short excerpts from the Farm of Horrors, a Moggy and Buster adventure. Thanks for listening.